The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
Well, greetings from the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day. This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. America has had many troubles ever since the founding of our nation, and we are still surviving as a nation. But we have had the help and the blessings of Almighty God, and we will have now and in the future, especially if we will rend our heart to our Maker. Notice what God had to say in Genesis 49. He was giving the blessings, or pronouncing the blessings, that he promised on Joseph here. Genesis 49, starting in verse 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough, a fruitful bough by the well. His branches run over the wall, colonizing, yes, spreading out, becoming great. Verse 23, the archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. In other words, God is telling us that Joseph, which are the United States and the British peoples, that we would have our troubles, and we have. But notice what God says in verse 24. But his bow remained in strength. Yes, his military might, his economic might, and so on. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hand of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is a shepherd, the stone of Israel. Verse 25, by the God of your father, who will help you, and by the Almighty, who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast, and blessing of the womb. In other words, God is saying that he would be with Joseph, the United States and the British people, which are descendants from Joseph, that Jacob named his name on when he blessed the two lads, or the two sons of Joseph. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hill. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. That is part of the blessing that God pronounced on Israel. God has been watching over the modern descendants of Israel, or Joseph. No nation on earth has been blessed like Joseph, the United States and the British people. And I think we would be blind if we couldn't see that. God has done this because he promised those blessings to Abraham, that he would bless Abraham's descendants because Abraham obeyed God. We are of the lineage of Abraham. God also said he would strip us of those blessings if we persist in disobedience to him. God said we would bring many curses on us. We are seeing this in process today. We are on the same course as ancient Israel were in their latter years before they were taken captive in the 700s B.C. Confusion and decline characterized the last years of Israel in the 700s B.C. because of their many sins. They had cut themselves off from God because of their iniquity. God has warned that there is a time coming when sin will have completely cut us off from God as well. And he was speaking to modern Israel, the United States, and the British people. Notice what God had to say in Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 1. And this is aimed at the modern descendants of Israel, the United States, and the British people. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Now God is telling us that he can hear, and that he can save, and that he will save. But God also tells us in verse 2 why he will not hear and why he will not save America and the British people from our calamities that we have gotten ourselves into. Notice in verse 2, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Yes, God tells us why he will not hear and will not save, because we continue to rebel and multiply our sins. Notice in Isaiah 2, verse 5, which is also speaking to the house of Israel. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. God is inviting you and our nation to turn to him. Why won't we do that? Think about that, my friend. Why won't we do that? Why won't you as an individual do that? Walking in the light of the Lord means to live by his word. Christ said, the light or the truth exposes our sins. He also said, the world loves darkness. Verse 6 here continues, for you have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob. Yes, God is saying that there was a time that he would forsake the house of Jacob, Israel, And he's saying that there is a time that he's going to turn his back on us again. Because they are filled with eastern ways. They are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they are pleased with the children of foreigners. Now, what's God telling us here? God is telling us that we are an idolatrous nation, a God-rejecting nation. Do you remember the scripture that we quoted from the book of Hosea, chapter 4? Notice this again. I want you to see this and hear this again. Hosea 4, verses 6 and 7. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Yes, we have forgotten God's law and have rejected God in doing so. Verse 7, the more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. My friend, if we can't see that there's a shift in power and in prestige today, I think we would be blind as well. We should be very ashamed and very embarrassed of this financial condition that we have gotten ourselves in, and we have done this to ourselves by rejecting the Word of God, by rejecting His law, going our way and doing what we think is right in our own eyes and rejecting God by doing so. Notice what God had to say in Hosea 9 and verse 12. Though they bring up their children, yet I will bereave them to the last man. Yes, woe to them when I depart from them. Yes, God is telling us that He is going to totally, completely depart from the nations of Israel one of these days, and we may be in the beginning of that right now, my friend. We have had God's blessing and protection, and we have taken it as a light thing or totally disregarded it altogether. God says He will depart from us because of our many sins, which we have and are committing against our Maker. When we forget God's law, then the path of sin is the only course left, and we as a nation are groping in the dark in confusion. Back to Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 3 now, God is continuing to tell us why He's going to forsake us, what our sins are, and He even tells us that we know what our sins are, but just stubbornly, rebelliously refuse to change. Isaiah 59, verse 3, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. We wouldn't do that, would we, my friend? We wouldn't. There wouldn't be any lying going on in our nation, would there? You wouldn't do that as an individual, would you? Your tongue has muttered perversity. Have you heard anything like this lately? Sounds like God is describing our nation, and indeed He is. Has there been any deception or outright lying in our financial markets? That's easy to figure out, isn't it? Verse 4, no one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. Notice that, my friend. No one calls for justice. No one calls for divine law of God for guidance. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. We wouldn't do that, would we? We wouldn't speak evil and tell lies, would we? They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. In other words, God is telling us that nothing good comes out of the way of man when he turns his back on his Maker. Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hand. Yes, we're not going to cover our track as long as we're going our way, my friend, and that's what God is telling us. God is telling us that our woes and our problems will continue to worsen. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their path. Think about that, my friend. Think about what God has told us 2,500 years ago or so that has come to pass now in the day that you are living in. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Yes, God says the way of peace we do not know, because we have rejected the law of our God. We have said, and we are still saying, that the law was nailed to the cross, that you don't have to keep the law. My friends, that's why that we have all the troubles we have, is because we haven't obeyed the voice of God and lived by His law, His statutes, and His judgments, and His entire word. And God said, we have turned our back on him, and he's going to turn his back on us because we have turned our back on our Maker. I've brought out on this program many times that God says he's with those that are with him. But if you forsake him, God says, I will forsake you. And that's what we have done. That's where we are as a nation. Verse 9, therefore justice, our divine law, it would mean, is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. Of course not. Righteousness can't overtake us when we're turning our back on God's law, because God says all his commandments are righteous. We look for light, but there is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in blackness. Sound like our nation. We won't solve our problems the way that we are going, my friends. We may put a small band-aid on a big wound, but that isn't going to solve our financial problems, and we aren't going to solve any of our other problems until we turn to our Maker and repent of our sins. Verse 10, we grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. Yes, we're searching and digging and clawing for remedies to patch up our economic system and so on. And some of these days we're going to be doing the same for our moral and our spiritual condition. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. No one to save us but God, and we won't let him. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. But we ignore them, thinking that our way is best, and thinking that we can continue to go on and survive and strive and solve our problems the way that we have gotten ourselves into problems, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God. Yes, God says we continue to depart farther and farther from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Yes, in other words, as though that we actually enjoy lying and misleading and misguiding people. Justice is turned back. Yes, divine law is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has fallen in the street, and equity or fairness cannot enter. So truth fails. Well, yes, we fail to live by the truth, is what it means. And he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him, and there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him. Well, my friends, I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. But in the meantime, we have a couple of articles that you should read. Nations in Decline and the Two Houses of Israel, Two Nations, which will help you understand the prophecies about our nation. Call the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or you may go online, log on to our website, and request Nations in Decline and the Two Houses of Israel, Two Nations, or call us at the Marble Hill Church of God. You may also download and hear pre-recorded programs on our website. And if you forget the name of those articles, just ask for the articles 204. Just ask for the article 204, and we'll know what you mean, and we'll mail that right out to you. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.